Hello, everyone. Welcome to Astro Consciousness. Thank you for joining me another week. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for December 20th through the 26th. So this week has a lot more going on than last week did. And this week, we begin to see how things are coming full circle for us. We begin to really notice the changes, the fundamental shifts and changes within us that have externalized themselves from the very beginning of the year to now. And through this audio, I'm going to give you significant dates, and you'll be able to track the process of all of this based on the guidance of the cosmos. So let's begin. On Monday, December 20th, we have Mercury in Capricorn trine Uranus in Taurus. Mercury is the planet of cognitive thought and communication. And in Capricorn, especially now, especially under the climate that we are in, this represents looking at things exactly for what they are, looking at our life exactly for what it is, the dynamic in our relationships, the dynamic in the relationship with ourselves, especially because Venus, the planet of transformation, went retrograde on Sunday, December 19th. So Venus going retrograde is about slowing down, Venus retrograde in Capricorn, slowing down and really assessing over the next 40 days what really deserves our time and energy and effort, what really stays in our lives and doesn't. There's going to be major shifts in relationships. There's going to be different types of proposals, whether it's a marriage proposal, a proposal to move in with someone, a proposal to give relationships another chance. But this Mercury in Capricorn is about being very honest with ourselves and making sure that whatever we choose to commit to for the new year, because Capricorn is the sign of commitment, it's ruled by Saturn, that it really aligns with where we are in our lives right now, that it really aligns with the things that actually matter to us. Lovely thing about this is that we don't have to make a decision now. The cosmos are being gracious enough to give us 3 more months, essentially, and I'll explain why in a second, in order for all of this to fully unfold and feel right within us. So back to Monday, December 20th, Mercury in Capricorn creates a really harmonious aspect to Uranus and Taurus. Uranus is the planet of disruption, of breaking things from the way they are in order to create something new. In Taurus, Uranus is asking us, be resourceful, think outside the box, look within, and build something new from that space. These two planets, Mercury and Uranus connecting, are nudging us. Lean into your inner genius. Think outside the box. Dare to do things differently. So this is also a great day for those who may still be working. It's a great day for brainstorming, either by yourself or ideally with a group of people, but if not, definitely still great for brainstorming. Like I said, let your inner genius come out and play. Try things that perhaps you've been thinking about all year long, and you just haven't had the courage to lean into it, which is totally fine. But here you find yourself at the end of the year thinking, you know what? Let me start something. Let me start leaning into this idea that feels a little crazy and see how it unfolds over the next 3 months. Let's see what comes out of it. Take the initiative to reinvent yourself in some way. And so this can be, again, leaning into like an idea that feels a little too crazy, especially when it comes to creative projects. This can mean I want to change my wardrobe. I want to change my appearance. But, we have to remember that Venus is retrograde. On top of ruling things like relationships, balance, harmony, Venus is also the planet of aesthetics, of what we like, what we don't like, beauty, what we consider beauty, what makes us feel pretty, what makes us feel beautiful, what makes us feel handsome, whatever it is. It's time to start thinking about, perhaps, a very silly example, I want to dress differently. I want to have an entire overhaul of my wardrobe, and I want this new, my new style, if you will, to express who I am now and who I am today. So The reason that I say we have to take this slowly is because Venus is retrograde. So chances are that anything we consider of beauty now, we won't consider it the same way come March. It's going through a transformation. And if it seems silly, just wait. Just wait till March comes around and see how your taste in a lot of things has changed. So we want to take the initiative to reinvent ourselves. Let's ease into it. Let's not make any rash decisions, okay? So be open to spontaneity and surprising news. That is very possible Monday and Tuesday of this week. A change of plans, or someone calls you, hey, let's go do this. Someone from the past calls you, whether a romantic partnership or just an old acquaintance, an old friend, and you catch up. Venus is retrograde again. But the connection between Mercury and Uranus, Mercury, the planet of transformation, Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, can have those types of manifestations. Okay, one more thing that is important. Mercury, again, planet of communication, Uranus of the unexpected. Usually, this type of aspect will lend itself to not thinking before we speak. But because Mercury is in Capricorn, Uranus is in Taurus, it's Earth energy. Far more than not knowing what we're going to say, I think that this can come across as really being blatantly honest. So rather than the words being harsh because they're not thought about, they're not given much forethought, I think that in this case, they probably will have been given a lot of forethought because it's in Capricorn, but it's going to be very direct. The moon on Monday and Tuesday is going to be transiting the sign of Cancer. The moon is in its home sign. It feels comfortable. It feels safe. It's water. It's very emotional. It's much more sensitive. Be mindful. Be mindful of your words. If you want to be direct and honest, be kind. Have some compassion. Understand that some of the things that you may be urging to say can be said, but you don't want to regret what you say, especially if what you're trying to do is express a much more genuine part of yourself. And look, if you're on the receiving end of this, again, understand that people are trying to figure out how to express themselves in a much more genuine way, especially after everything we've all been through the entire year. And right now, especially with the sun still in Sagittarius on Monday, no filter, direct, no filter. I want to say what I want to say, and I don't care how it lands. Be a little mindful of how it lands. It matters, okay? Now, on Tuesday, December 21st, the sun ingresses into Capricorn. We start a brand new season. This is the December solstice. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the winter solstice. For those in other parts of the world, it's not the winter solstice. So that's why I like to distinguish this as the December solstice. Regardless of where you are in the world, this is about the balancing of light and dark. Obviously, we'll see that throughout our days. But the balance of light and dark is really the balance of what we've come to terms with is the shadow and the more enlightened expression of ourselves. And the recognition of that. The recognition of how both of those aspects of us exist within us. They make us whole. And how we've had no other choice but to look at it the entire year. Okay. Now, this December solstice with the sun in Capricorn opens up an energetic window of 3 months in which we're trying to figure out how to fully incorporate this new authentic expression of ourselves into our regular lives. So you decided that you are going to do relationships differently. You no longer want to do a traditional relationship where it's just you and one other person. You're opening up yourself up to, you know, poly relationships. How does that sit? How does that sit with you? It probably feels a little uncomfortable right now, and that's okay. You're treading new waters over the next 3 months, especially because of that Venus retrograde cycle. You're going to ease into this, into this new part of yourself. Now, this is just one example, but think about how you're doing something differently in your life. Think about how what you used to value, you no longer value in the same way, and you have a new value system, and how it can be a little difficult to lean into that and to honor that. That's where we're at. Because this solstice opens up a 3-month energetic window of time for us to ease into the space of us, there's no need to rush. Allow yourself to be guided. Allow the answers to unfold as you unfold, okay? One thing that I wanted to point out is notice how the beginning of every year, every single new year, we're in Capricorn season. That's just the way the cycle works. But it's not an accident. It's not an accident that in our linear human time, we begin a new year on January 1st, and we are in the middle of Capricorn season, which is the most committed, it's known as the most committed sign of the zodiac. This sign represents determination, being the internal adult that makes responsible decisions for the well-being in the long run, prioritizing what needs to be prioritized, having the priorities straight. And every single year begins with that energy. The difference, especially because Capricorn energy has been through so much transformation. And for those who are not aware, Capricorn in the last 2 years has represented the status quo, the things that have been done in a particular way for a really long time. And then all of a sudden, this global event hit us and we can no longer do things the same way that we used to do them 2 years ago. No matter how much we try, there is a new normal. And that's the energy that's still being developed. So beginning the new year with intentions and plans and commitments and goals, those are going to be done differently. Our intention behind them is going to look and be very different than 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Think about that. It's important because the whole year has been about finding the most genuine expression of self. How do I get rid of the excess of the superfluous and get to the essence of myself? What actually matters to me right now? And how do I honor that? How do I remain connected to that without getting distracted by what others, people, or systems think I should do or be? Okay. Now, on Wednesday, December 22nd, we have the moon transiting Leo. So this is important because this moon in Leo will remain active on Wednesday the 22nd and Thursday the 23rd. So this activates the square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. So this creates what we call in the zodiac a T-square. So let me break these components down for you so you know exactly what I'm talking about. The moon transiting Leo, the moon transits Leo every single month for 2.5 days. And it just so happens that this month, the moon is transiting the sign of Leo on Wednesday and Thursday. The moon in Leo at this point in time is representing how we genuinely want to express ourselves. This is all based on our internal journey that we have been on this entire year. We're nearing the very end of 2021. What does genuine expression of yourself mean to you now? How does that look differently than it did at the beginning of the year? Leo is the sign of the heart, is the sign of love, is the sign of the essence of what brings us joy. And notice how the definition of love has changed for you. The definition of self-love, the definition of love with another. The internal connection with our sense of joy. I've noticed this year, most of the readings, most of the clients that I've worked with, is I just want to be happy. I just want to be joyous. And a lot of times we've had to let go of a lot of things in order to get to the essence of joy. And we realize how joy is so simple, how joy is always at our grasp, at our reach. And that for so long, we did so many things on top of that, thinking that all of those things were going to bring us joy, when all we had to do was be present with ourselves and ask ourselves, what do I need? What does my heart need to feel love and joyous? That's what the moon in Leo is representing right now this week. And it's activating Saturn in Aquarius. And Saturn in Aquarius, since December of 2021, has represented a building of a completely new foundation based on this new expression of self. Notice how the whole year has been about, who am I? What do I like? What do I love? How do I relate differently? And throughout the year, we've been wanting to do things that we used to do by, you know, here's an example. We used to do something for a living, you know, 2020 and prior. That was our career. That was what we felt connected with. And this year, let's say you leaned into a completely different career. You leaned in, or you didn't even lean into a completely different career. You just left it and you had nothing else. Throughout this year, there may have been the temptation to go back to that space, to go back to that career, to go back to that office. And something inside of you just didn't resonate and align in the same way. It was uncomfortable. It didn't ring true to you. But you were trying to rush the process of falling back onto something that felt familiar because it felt safe. And the cosmos didn't let that happen, either because something outside of your control impeded that, or something inside of you just said, nope, I tried it. This isn't it. This just isn't it. It's not me. I don't know what is me right now, but I know that that's not it. That has been Saturn in Aquarius. So Saturn is the planet, which remember rules Capricorn, but it's currently in Aquarius. Saturn is the planet of structures, foundations, rebuilding, mastering something. When we're talking about those concepts, nothing in there says, oh, this is going to be done overnight. This is going to be done in a year. Mm-mm. Saturn spends 2.5 years in every single sign. It takes about 30 years to go through the entire zodiac. If Saturn teaches us that it spends 2.5 years in a sign, Saturn is in no hurry of anything. Mm-mm. Saturn is not concerned with who or what thinks that something should be done by yesterday. Mm-mm. No. And that's what it has taught us. It has halted us. It has pumped our brakes, because in this incessant need to know what's coming, we have been trying to rush our process, which is far more internal than external. And in Aquarius, it's saying you're building a completely new foundation based on your genuine expression of you. That's both Leo and Aquarius energy. And guess what? Leo and Aquarius are directly opposite of one another in the zodiac, and they represent the genuine expression of self. Mm. The third component of this T-square is Uranus and Taurus. Uranus, again, like I mentioned at the beginning of the audio, destabilizes that which is there. Taurus is the sign of tradition. In this case, Uranus is here for a few more years to destabilize that which we consider traditional, therefore comfortable. So Uranus this week is saying the traditional foundations are meant to be disrupted. If they're not, collective consciousness will never expand. And think about that. Think about how if we just keep on doing the same things over and over and over and over, time after time after time after time, the same things will unfold. I mean, look, Uranus and Taurus is the perfect example of changing family dynamics. Uranus in the zodiac represents the cutting of a cord with a pattern. Anytime that there is a significant, like this year, significant Uranian transits, they are so good for cutting out bad habits, for cutting out certain things that we're addicted to, addictions, certain ways of relating. And that's exactly what Uranus has been and will continue to do for some time. But this year, it has represented that. So if we don't change things, then we will continue relating in the same way that our parents were related. We're going to continue those same family dynamics. For those who have children, you would continue raising your children the way you were raised, even though you know that that didn't really work. That is Uranus and Taurus, and that is what it's disrupting. That's a lot. And this energy, it remains active all week, and I think it's safe to say that it remains active the rest of the month, but it's definitely highlighted on Wednesday and Thursday as the moon, which is our emotional satellite, as the moon transits Leo those 2 days. Okay, so Friday, December 24th, we have the final square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. This is more of what I just explained, but let me add a few more notes to that. So in addition to everything that I just explained, you'll notice a polarization in opinions. That's been all of 2021. There has been rarely there has been a point where there has been a middle ground. People have not been curious about one another. They have been polarized to have certain belief systems and to stubbornly stick to them without allowing themselves to change their minds, to have a different perspective, to at the very least be open. Which is interesting because the transiting North Node has been in Gemini the entire year. And Gemini, transiting North Node in Gemini has been there to remind us, hey, can you be open? If you're curious, you might learn something new. It's been an interesting time. And these energies have clashed. They have clashed. And I think that we've noticed the clashing, but we've also felt it inside of us. Okay. This final square between Saturn and Uranus also represents the need to be liberated from anything that hinders our authentic expression. And our authentic expression is everything we know we are now. What we find important, what deserves our energy, time, and attention, what we want in our lives or don't. And right now, we're in a space where the cosmos are saying, look, it's not like you don't have all the facts. You may not know exactly what the future holds, but it's been made kind of clear what doesn't belong there. Are you going to honor that, or are you going to revert back? And newsflash, if you revert back, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt because you know now. Mercury is in Capricorn. Take responsibility for what your life looks like now. See it for what it is. You don't have to judge yourself. You don't have to be hard on yourself. You don't have to do any of that. The cosmos are just asking us to look at what is for what it is and make a sound decision for our well-being in the long run from what is in front of us. It doesn't require anything elaborate. It just requires loving honesty. That is an authentic expression of ourselves now. It is not an idea of who we are. It is who we are now. Okay? So there's also this realization that we need new structures individually and collectively. So one thing that I'm noticing really between November and December, that it, especially in relationships, people are in one of two places. One, they're in a really great relationship that's ready to take the next step onto some kind of further commitment, which again, won't happen for another couple of months or throughout the next couple of months. Or they're on the side of, in November or December, I was completely heartbroken and I have to take responsibility for my part because I saw the red flags and I continued on that path anyway. And you notice that, look, I say this and there's no judgment. Because the cosmos are not about judging us. They're about guiding us. So it's about, okay, this is definitely a learning lesson. And right now, the question that I need to answer because Venus is retrograde in Capricorn, conjuncting Pluto, there's a transformation in the relationship with ourselves. How will I honor and commit to myself and make decisions that are for my well-being? Look, I don't want to come off as we're not allowed to make any more mistakes, or we're just meant to be perfect and never, you know, have our heart broken again or whatever. But it is about, again, looking at what's in front of us right now, looking at it exactly for what it is, and asking ourselves, does this align with the person that I'm beginning to see I am, with this unfolding within me? Does it align? Or does it drain me of energy? Does it hurt my feelings? Does it break my heart again? That's where we're at. And so this whole week, I feel like we're going to be in this dance of kind of allowing all of these big themes, big questions, big transformations really sink into our body, really sink into our nervous system. And for us to say, okay, it's safe for me to be at peace. It's safe for me to not know exactly what's going to unfold over the next 3 months, but if I'm honest with myself and I honor what holds me to the highest good, then that's enough. Sometimes we think that transformations have to be complicated. Look, transformations are never easy. When they get complicated is because we are releasing a buildup of shit that didn't belong to us to begin with. It's so true. Because the harder the transformation, it's indicative of how far away we were from our own belief systems and our values. And more importantly, it represents how far away we were from valuing ourselves first all along. Again, I'm not saying this to be judgmental, believe me, I'm not, but I am saying it with a bit of a Capricornian tone to it, with a bit of a Saturnian turn to it, because that's what the cosmos are telling us. Okay? So, some important dates that I want to leave you with. February 17th, 2021, June 14th, 2021, and of course, December 24th, 2021. This energy that I've been talking about from Tuesday through Friday, I'm sorry, from Wednesday through Friday of this week, which again, it's technically available all week. That's what this entire year has been about. And these are the times or the months in which this energy has been highlighted. Think about what happened for you in February. Think about how there was a turning point in that in June. And think about the resolution that you're coming through with all of that in December. What happened in these months for you that is now coming full circle? Okay. So, Saturday, December 25th, for those who acknowledge and celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, if not, Happy Holidays still. This is also an important date. Saturday, December 25th is the second conjunction between Venus, now retrograde in Capricorn, coming together with Pluto, okay? This already happened once on December 11th, except that Venus was not retrograde at the time. A third date that I'm going to leave you with is March 3rd, 2022. At that point, Venus will be direct, no longer retrograde, and it will be her third and final conjunction to Pluto. We have three conjunctions to Pluto, December 11th, December 25th, and March 3rd, 2022. There's a story unfolding. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And in Venusian terms, it has to do with relationships, with what we value, with what we want, with what helps us, with what feels it brings us peace and harmony, not by trying to control our external reality or other people, but how we hold that within. In Capricorn, again, it reminds us our decisions have consequences. This isn't about being perfect and no longer making mistakes ever again. This is about just reminding ourselves that if we make a decision that wasn't for our highest good and we just didn't know it, that we can always come back to ourselves lovingly with grace and compassion and say, oh man, all right, well, that was not good. What did I learn from it? And how can I do better next time? That's it. That's it. So, some questions that I leave you with Venus and Capricorn conjuncting to Pluto, once December 11th, once December 25th, and once on March 3rd, 2022. What do I feel? What do I really feel passionate about? What is my definition about passion now versus the beginning of the year? What really matters to me? Does my life currently reflect what actually matters to me? Who and what deserve my time, energy, and effort? What is truly valuable for me? Okay? These are important questions. And I guarantee that they look a lot different than they did at the beginning of the year. Also, on Saturday, December 25th, we have Mars in Sagittarius creating a lovely trine to Chiron in Aries. This is like that cheerleader best friend that always reminds us that there's always another day, that there's always a solution, that there's always another way, that we're not alone. That's fire energy. That fire, that is the gift of fire energy in the zodiac. It gives us the courage to move forward with what feels genuine to us, even when we don't know exactly how that's going to unfold. But as long as it's aligned with who we truly are now, we can move courageously towards it and allow ourselves to continue to be guided. Sunday, December 26th, the energy mellows out a bit. And I think it's kind of nice and appropriate, especially if you're dealing with holiday stuff throughout the week, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping, all of this stuff. Sunday is a nice winding down day. So Mercury in Capricorn creates a sextile to Neptune in Pisces. This is creative energy. Allow your creative juices to flow. If you want to like set intentions, do mood boards, write down your resolutions, it's a really lovely, dreamy energy for that. If not, this is also just a lovely day to just take to yourself and, you know, check in with yourself, ask yourself how you're feeling, especially if you had a hectic week. Also, the moon is in Libra on Sunday. So this notion and the themes of balance and relaxation, very appropriate for that day. Really, take the day for you if you can, or take some time for you to mellow out and wind down. But another thing that is going to happen with this, especially because, again, there are bigger energies at play throughout the entire week. But with the moon in Libra, Libra being the sign of relationships, the moon ruling our emotional processing, we're really going to take into account, what are my relationships in my life right now? How do they feel? Do they honor who I am? And if they do, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that the relationships in my life right now reflect who I am. And perhaps taking the time to acknowledge those relationships that are no longer in your life and why, and what part of you left with them. And if you care to journal about it, saying perhaps a final goodbye, allowing yourself to mourn it a little bit if that's necessary still. I think that because the moon is in Libra, we'll be able to do it in a way that doesn't feel draining. Libra's an air sign. Mercury is in Capricorn, so it's very sober energy. Neptune in Pisces is what allows us to look at it from a space of compassion and higher consciousness. So it's a beautiful balance of all of these energies that is lovely, lovely for us to check in with ourselves. Okay. Now, that's it for the week. I'm excited for the upcoming week. Even if nothing physically manifests for me, I'm looking forward to the energy unfolding within me, giving me more insights, more downloads. And I hope it does the same for you. Have a lovely week. Happy holidays. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.